Welcome back. This is Chris, and you are listening to The Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful and through where I interview experts and millionaires in key industries to help you explode your business, as well as tips that I've learned along the way. And I'm so excited to reconnect with everyone. I want to thank you for being a listener. But second of all, I would like to thank the listeners that have emailed me and Facebooked me messages to check in to see how I'm doing. I have been completely swamped and tied up in a few projects the past few weeks, so I haven't been as regularly podcasting, and I am not going away. So I really appreciate you guys checking in to see how I'm doing, but I have got some stellar podcasts that are going to be coming up. So what I've been doing is I've been working with a lot of my clients. As you know, I teach people how to podcast, but I also have been teaching people how to launch themselves and be a bestseller on Amazon through their own expertise and knowledge, and being able to monetize their knowledge in a new way, because a lot of my clients were struggling with being able to start their own internet business. Taking their knowledge and turning it into a book online has become a really, really cool, fun process. So I'm going to be interviewing some of my clients in the future to share with you tips and strategies and their expertise to help you as business owners, which is really exciting. And I also have some other incredible interviews that are coming up. One is Dr. Darren Weissman. He is actually the inventor and creator of the Lifeline Technique that helps you with your subconscious mind processes and help you break through. It's a really unique interview too, because he actually takes me through the process so you can hear what it's like through the process, and he digs in deep, so it's really kind of interesting. And then I also have an interview with Ralph Quintero, who is actually the founder of The Great Business Project, another podcast on iTunes, and also his Great Business Project magazine. He's going to go into sharing with you how he sold his first company for $35 million, and the ups and downs, and what he's learned, and really some great takeaways. And then also another interview with another podcaster, Trip Lanier, the New Man podcast, and this is where he's going to talk about what it takes to find your passion and to live your life to the fullest, which really exciting interviews. So again, thank you all for checking in. And if there's anybody that you want to hear to be interviewed on, please drop me a note, head over to chrisgilbertson.com. Make sure to sign up for our list where you can learn about tips for media marketing for your business. And then also just throw me a comment if there's somebody that you want to hear from. I always love to hear that and get any feedback on any interviews or people that you're looking to learn from. So today what I want to talk about is something I think I wish I kind of learned a little bit when I was younger. I think this is a really cool topic, which is going to be the topic of idiosyncrasies. So the dictionary defines an idiosyncrasy as a tendency, a type of behavior, mannerism, etc. of a specific person, aka a quirk. And I think it's really interesting to think about this, because it's not often that we're told to think about our quirkiness to get us where we want to go. It's more, you know, focusing on our strengths and our weaknesses to perfect those, to increase our ability in whatever skill set that we're trying to get better at or master. But an idiosyncrasy is something that is unique about your personality, something that you've learned it, but at the same time, it's something you live with on a day-to-day basis. So to give you some examples of what I'm talking about. So like for me, some of my idiosyncrasies is I'm a navigator. I can really see far into the future. I can't see far into the future, but when I'm working with a team, I can see, once I know the process, how it's working really well, I can see where certain personalities are going to fit better into the future of the growth of what's going on. I can see the bumps of where, you know, the team may be heading and the journey. So I definitely can be a little bit bossy in those situations, and I can definitely steer the ship. And our strengths are always obviously our weaknesses in that case, but it's an interesting to look at. You know, another thing, a mastery detailer. I have a fine eye for detail, but I don't like the details. I'm a very big picture thinker, but when I get really good in a process that's very productive and is moving me forward in my business, that's where I like to hone in on specific details to make it even better. It's not on my day-to-day process on everything. It's specific processes that I focus. So, you know, those are specific, and some of you may relate to that. Some of you may not. Some of you may have completely other different idiosyncrasies that are what craft your personality and what essentially attract people to want to work with you. So it's interesting, because I think a lot of us, especially when we're starting our businesses or we're well into our businesses, we forget about those things, and we're not playing to our strengths as well as our idiosyncrasies that make us stand out and have people notice us. So what I would suggest is, just as a fun exercise, to take a moment and just think about and write down some of the quirkiness traits that you have that are actually really unique and would make people want to learn more about you. It's kind of like a hook in a way. I mean, we have our strengths, things that we're good at, and people are attracted to that. We have our weaknesses that we hire people to have on our team to help us with that. But it's those things that pop out, that it's those personality traits that are very unique to our own behaviors. And so you want to own that. You want to own it and get real with it. I mean, if you look at Gary Vaynerchuk, took his family's business from the wine business to a seven-figure business by being his authentic, crazy, you know, animate self on YouTube. That's what launched the success for that business. That's the type of idiosyncrasies that I'm talking about. He's loud, he's in charge, he's funny, he's got, you know, a crazy personality. And some people don't like that, but the people that do, it just blossomed for his business. And so those are the type of things that you want to hone in and realize, hey, that's what makes people pay attention. It's going to make your marketing pop. It's going to make everything that you do more fun because you're in line with who you really are. And the right people are going to be attracted to you because they're going to appreciate those idiosyncrasies, those unique things about your personality to make them to want to get to know more about you. So I think that's a really fun, exciting lesson, something that I never really looked at before, that now that I'm looking at my business, I can see different things that'll help me with that. So I hope that helps you, give you an idea to own your weirdness, to own your quirkiness, and have a blast with it and use it in your business. Because today, especially being online, people want to connect with genuine, real personality types that are showing up with who they really are. And that's what we like to connect with. So again, this is Chris, and you're listening to the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful. And again, head over to Chris Gilbertson, that's Chris with a K, .com to learn more about media marketing tips for you and your business to help you broadcast your message on a global level, increase your following, and have a blast with what you're doing. So again, go out and make it a great day.